I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, Dopamine Damage Control Squad. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, back again to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster we call life. Ever feel like you're on a constant emotional tightrope walk? One minute you're soaring with joy, the next you're plummeting into a pit of anxiety. We all know that feeling, right? It's like our emotions have a mind of their own, swinging back and forth like a pendulum gone wild. But guess what? You actually have more control than you think. In today's episode, we're diving deep into the world of managing your emotions and finding that elusive state of calm. Think of this as your emotional toolbox packed with practical strategies and tips to help you weather any storm, keep your cool when things get heated, and ultimately feel more in control of your inner landscape. Ready to unlock that inner zen? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will change the game for you. 1. Become an emotion detective. The first step is awareness, my friends. We need to learn to recognize our emotions as they arise. Think of it like being a detective, observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? Where do I feel this in my body? What triggered this emotion? By naming your emotions, you gain power over them. It's like shining a light on the shadowy corners of your mind. Suddenly, they don't seem so scary anymore. 2. The power of perspective. Ever get caught up in the drama of a situation, letting it consume you completely? Take a step back and try shifting your perspective. Ask yourself, is this really that big of a deal in the grand scheme of things? Sometimes reframing a situation can take the sting out of it and help you see things more clearly. 3. Master the art of mindfulness. Mindfulness is like hitting the reset button on your mind. Take a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, notice the sensations in your body, and observe your thoughts without getting swept away by them. It's like taking a mini vacation for your brain. Even 5 minutes of dedicated mindfulness can make a world of difference in managing stress and anxiety. 4. Move your body. Let's face it, exercise isn't just about looking good, it's also a powerful tool for emotional regulation. Physical activity releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that act as natural mood boosters. So next time you're feeling overwhelmed, lace up your shoes and get moving. A brisk walk, a dance party in your living room, anything to get your heart pumping will help release those pent-up emotions. 5. Self-care is non-negotiable. You wouldn't neglect your car, would you? So why treat yourself any differently? Make time for activities that nourish your soul and bring you joy, whether it's reading a good book, spending time in nature, or catching up with loved ones. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. Let me tell you a quick story about this. A few weeks ago, I was drowning in deadlines and stressed the whole to-do list from hell situation. My anxiety was through the roof, and I felt like I was on the verge of snapping. But then, I remembered something my grandma used to say. See in it, take a walk in nature, listen to the birds, feel the breeze on your skin, and let it all go. And you know what? It worked. I stepped outside, took a deep breath of fresh air, and suddenly, things didn't seem so overwhelming. So remember, managing your emotions is an ongoing journey, not a destination. You're going to have good days and bad days, but with these strategies in hand, you can navigate the ups and downs with more grace and resilience. Keep practicing, keep experimenting, and most importantly, be kind to yourself along the way. Before we wrap up, I want to hear from you. What's your go-to strategy for finding calm when things get hectic? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community of dopamine damage controllers together. Until next time, remember to stay focused, stay balanced, and keep on rocking that amazing life of yours.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.